Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The draft has finally come and gone, at least day one. Dustin, how you doing?
Oh, mama.
You excited?
We got ourselves a quarterback.
Oh, man. They blew it. I mean, what a disaster.
Listen,
this
man,
is the worst thing the Browns could have ever done.
It's so funny, man. Like, we've been joking for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, we rank our quarterbacks and we do this. You know, how long have we been breaking down the quarterbacks? For months,
oh
right? Since
God.
The college season.
That's
like,
right.
Like,
before the season.
Yeah. It's crazy how long we've been doing this. And, you know, we sort of pick our sides or whatever. And you know how much I love Baker. And I've been on the Baker train for quite some time. So I'm excited because I think the Browns finally got it right. They got the right quarterback in this draft. And I don't know. I mean, like, my social media last night was crazy because this guy is so polarizing, Adam.
Yeah.
He's a lightning rod for fans.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's the most interesting draft pick the Browns could make because I think all the other guys there was more unanimous opinion on. I think everybody, most fans would have been good with Sam Darnold. Most fans would have been angry about Josh Allen. And Baker Mayfield was more on the fence. I think there's more of a split opinion on Mayfield and the other two guys, which creates a lot more interesting conversation. I think before we start all of this, and I tweeted this before, let's please remember, and again, this is coming from someone more than anybody else in the business in this town. I often state my opinions as fact, and that annoys people sometimes. Fine. But ultimately, let us remember that when we have these conversations about these draft picks, you love Baker. I like him. I like him. Don't love him as much as you, but I like him. I'm totally good with the pick. Fans that don't like him, keep in mind, don't go over the top either way. Like, oh, he's going to be the next great quarterback. Oh, he's going to be a total bust. None of us have any clue in reality. We're all giving our opinions and making our best guesses. But let's not be so sure about any of it when it comes to a guy who's never been on the field before. So for those who are so over-the-top negative, and again, this is coming from someone who's not afraid to be negative when necessary. If you're over-the-top negative about it, to me, that's stupid. You don't like to pick a Mayfield, you're totally entitled to that opinion. But can to say there's no chance he's going to be any good because he's short, to me, is so stupid.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Coming into this draft.
Yes.
And I want fans to ask themselves this question, too. I'm going to ask you, but if you're driving around in your car right now, answer this question that I'm going to ask. Did you trust John Dorsey going into this draft?
I don't think you can blindly trust anybody.
Okay.
I trust him more than some of the other guys they've had.
That's the point.
Yes. I do.
Did you feel as good about this regime because of their background, their track record, their history, their scouting ability over any regime probably that we've had since we've been on the air?
I do. It's true. But it's fair that fans don't want to blindly trust.
No, I'm just trying to play the game with me.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
My point is, so if you trusted John Dorsey to go through everything he was going to do with scouting the player, with finding out the information about him, traveling to Norman, Oklahoma, getting this insight, the Senior Bowl, this whole process, going back to last year when he was hired. If you trusted him to be the guy to turn it around, then why don't you trust him to evaluate the quarterback position?
Right. Everybody was loving John Dorsey in free agency and when he made all those trades and did all the things. And I'll tell you, part of the reason I'm on board with this, and as much as you've loved Baker, and I don't love him as much as you do, but I've been completely on board with drafting Baker Mayfield through this entire process. When I saw the thing from Chris Mortensen yesterday, and it said, you know, they've had their pick for 6 weeks, and Albert Breer comes on and says, you know, that's a good thing because that means they're convicted in who they're taking. They've been short. John Dorsey's got a good track record. Nobody's perfect. He's got a good track record. The people around him have good track records. There's reason to have some faith. Again, nothing a short thing, but there's reason to have some faith. And they've, according to Chris Mortensen, they've liked Baker Mayfield. He's been the choice. For 6 weeks, they've been that convicted. And by the way, I don't buy the reports that they switched from Chubb to Ward at the last second yesterday. I don't buy that either, but we'll get to that later. But so, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm going to at least, even if I'm a little down about Baker, if you are, I'm going to at least give it a chance because I think it's reasonable to believe that John Dorsey has a clue with what he's doing. Now, if Baker ends up not panning out, we'll kill him down the line. But
it's just funny to me, you know, when Josh Allen was in the discussion for the number one overall pick, everybody was saying, well, this guy had 58% completion percentage. He played against for Wyoming against Mountain West competition. He didn't even win there. How's this guy going to translate? So that's one end of the spectrum. So this end of the spectrum is you just drafted the guy who had the two highest rated college quarterback rating seasons ever. So he's been the most efficient passer ever in college football. Then he broke that record again.
Yeah.
And then this guy throws for basically 70% completion percentage, and people are saying, well, stats don't matter. I mean, he played in the Big 12. It's like, blah, 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 blah. He's 6 foot. So you just pick your narrative to your argument to fit your agenda with what you like or what you don't like. So it is what it is. You either like the guy going into it. I get it. If you don't like him, that's fine. But to write it off is insane. Like, I'm seeing people tweeting last night, I'm officially done with the Browns.
Oh, those people are
full of it. You are an absolute moron.
Nobody's done with the Browns.
You're
now
a moron.
You're done with the Browns? They made a draft pick. You don't know if the guy can play or not. Can he get on the field before you're done with the Browns? Nobody's done with the Browns. People are ridiculous. Nobody's really. That's overreaction to the draft. I think when you look at Baker, when it comes to stats, whether it's Josh Allen's stats being bad or Baker Mayfield's stats being great, all of it's got to be taken with some grain of salt, right? It's not a total apples to apples. Stats don't always translate from one level to the next. You could say there was no Big 12 players taken in the entire first round besides Baker Mayfield. You can throw anything you want. I could spin Baker Mayfield's stats and downplay them if I want. I could spin them the other way and talk about, and, you know, I could look at Pro Football Focus and say, wow, they got him graded number one. I could look at Pro Football Focus and say they had Cody Kessler rated number one 3 years ago. So it's beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. I get it. Mayfield is very polarizing.
Did you know that Baker Mayfield had the best stats of any quarterback coming into this draft? And did you also know that he played the hardest schedule of any quarterback coming into this draft?
Well, he and Lamar Jackson had the best stats, yeah.
Okay, fine. Right, but I'm saying, like, Baker Mayfield,
we talked about that.
12, he played the toughest schedule out of all the top four quarterbacks.
Based on what?
Based on the pass defense, top 10 pass defense, top 10. There's a whole rating. Analytics-based rating.
In terms of qualities of the defense?
Qualities
of the
defense.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Because not only is it Big 12, you forget that Baker Mayfield played against Ohio State.
Yeah.
He played against Tennessee. He played against Clemson. Played against Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, he played some really good football teams, good defenses.
The guy played great football in college. The questions with Baker Mayfield are the same questions we had yesterday. Will the game totally translate to the NFL? I think it's a fair question, and we're not going to know the answer to that until he plays in the NFL. Does the height matter? For some people, height matters, and fans can't get over that. Dustin, you know I've been saying all along I don't care about his height. To me, it's irrelevant. If you're good, you're good. I don't think your height matters if you have the talent. And then the third thing with Baker is the off-the-field stuff. And that we don't know enough detail about. Obviously, they did their due diligence on that, and they're convinced. Some people have heard the Johnny comparisons and can't get over it. He's short, he's white, he's from Texas, and there's some questionable things off the field. But everything I've heard about Baker Mayfield, the football player, has nothing in comparison with Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel didn't practice hard, didn't work hard, didn't study the film. Johnny Manziel showed up on Saturdays, and he ran around and just chucked the ball down the field. Baker Mayfield knows the entire offense back and front. He worked harder than anybody. He studied harder than anybody. He's got the photographic memory, apparently, in terms of knowing the board. There is no comparison. Besides, they're both from Texas. They're both short. They're both white. That's it.
Did you know that at the NFL Combine, these scores don't get released, but there's a new, more innovative football wonderlic test that they give to all the prospects, including the quarterbacks, to try and measure how smart this guy is. It's a thing that was developed for 15 years. They finally put it in play in 2012 at the NFL Combine. Every quarterback takes it. It's called the AIQ test, athletic intelligence quotient test. It was created in 2012. Mm-hmm. These doctors created this test. Baker Mayfield scored the second highest ever since 2012.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.